The Girl Who Played with Fire by Stieg Larsson. Translated from the Swedish by Reg Keeland. Read by Simon Vance. Prologue. She lay on her back, fastened by leather straps to a narrow bed with a steel frame. The harness was tight across her rib cage. Her hands were manacled to the sides of the bed. She had long since given up trying to free herself. She was awake, but her eyes were closed. If she opened her eyes, she would find herself in darkness. The only light was a faint strip that seeped in above the door. She had a bad taste in her mouth, and longed to be able to brush her teeth. She was listening for the sound of footsteps, which would mean he was coming. She had no idea how late at night it was, but she sensed that it was getting too late for him to visit her. A sudden vibration in the bed made her open her eyes. It was as if a machine of some sort had started up somewhere in the building. After a few seconds, she was no longer sure whether she was imagining it. She marked off another day in her head. It was the 43rd day of her imprisonment. Her nose itched, and she turned her head so that she could rub it against the pillow. She was sweating. It was airless and hot in the room. She had on a simple nightdress that was bunching up beneath her. If she moved her hips, she could just hold the cloth with her first two fingers and pull the nightdress down on one side, an inch or so at a time. She did the same on the other side. But there was still a fold under the small of her back. The mattress was lumpy. Her isolation sharply amplified.